It's this old heart of mine. Now, this lunchtime, hundreds of people in Bury St Edmunds will be making a human chain of hope, linking hands from the war memorial on the Corn Hill to the one on Angel Hill. It's to mark the UN International Day of Peace, which was on Wednesday. In the week, I met up with Claire Mellor and Val Spencer.
Kind of tagline for it is, who will you make peace with today? So our hope is that by bringing lots of people together, it'll be a demonstration of different groups and different cultural organisations and churches and community folk coming together to say we long for peace one day.
And while you're doing that, there will be untold conflicts happening around us, some of which make our news headlines, many of which don't. You've got conflicts which are relationships on a personal and a family level where there is a lack of peace. Do you feel our world is more or less peaceful than it's ever been? I mean, it's quite overwhelming sometimes when you look at the lack of peace.
I agree, but that is why it's all the more important to try and put forward a positive message that despite everybody's differences of opinions, we can live peacefully, and we need to show that that's what we would like, that's what we want, and that's what we hope for. And so this is just a demonstration of that. It's not trying to raise money, it's not against anything. It is a positive message to show that we want peace. And the strapline for, as Val has said, for the Peace One Day organisation is, who will you make peace with? And they have a wide range of educational resources for helping with bullying situations in school, against domestic violence, and lots of local initiatives as well as wide international initiatives helping with reconciliation, for example, in the Central African Republics. So it is wide-ranging. It can be taken on, the message can be taken on every level.
So, yeah, I mean, you can look and see, well, it's, you know, United Nations World Day of Peace. There's nothing I can do about that personally. But actually, there are probably things that you can do within your own life, within your own relationships, which would make for a more peaceful world for someone.
Absolutely. And the fact that people will come together to make the human chain, you know, it's making connections between people, and it's perhaps an eye-opener for those who are just walking around town to see that here we are, making a positive statement about our desire for peace together.
We are joining up the two war memorials in town. So we've got the war memorial, which is in Marketplace, and the war memorial on Angel Hill. And we will be holding hands, or even holding our silicon peace links to join hands. We'll be standing on the pavements mainly, all the way down from Buttermarket down Abbeygate to Angel Hill and hopefully back up again. And we've got blue ribbon to go across the actual roadways, so we're not blocking any traffic. I mean, it's got to start very quickly and finish very quickly. And so to mark it, once we all are holding hands at 12:30, there will be a signal, thank goodness for mobile phones. One end of the chain will tell the other that we're complete. And then a Mexican-style ripple will start. And that will start at one end, go all the way down the chain, back up again. And at that point, we smile at each other and break the chain.
So you've got some people already booked in to come along. I mean, presumably you would gladly accept all the help and participation.
We want as many people as possible. And if people can just, you know, join in, make a link in the chain, that would be absolutely wonderful. And the more the merrier, really. But we'd love people to make a point of coming out and forming this sign of hope in our town.
We've got Reverend Debbie Border, who is the minister at Trinity Methodist Church, will be at one end of the chain as such at the War Memorial in Marketplace. Then the groups that will join up all the way down to Angel Hill, we've got Amnesty, Quakers from the Women's Friendship group, the Berry Islamic Cultural Organisation, community groups, Southgate Community Centre. Two students from West Suffolk College will be filming as part of their media course.
Churches, the Anglo-Chinese Cultural Exchange, Women's Institutes, all the kind of community groups that
and
we could...
And the last person, the person at the other end of the chain will be the mayor. Yes, Julia Wakeley. Be in place by 20 past so that we know how to fill up the gaps, if there are any, which hopefully there won't be, and then we will all be linking hands dead on 12:30.
So that's happening this lunchtime in the centre of Bury St Edmunds, from the War Memorial on the Cornhill down to the one at Angel Hill. To be in position by 12:15, the chain will link up at 12:30. You can read more about the organisation Peace One Day at peaceoneday.org. And that might be something that you or your church or your group might want to be part of this lunchtime.